Allah. Allah shall turn, shall come to him and say, لَكَ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ. All of this is for you. وَعَشْرَةُ أَمْثَالِ. And 10 times its amount. So that's what? 50 times the kingdom of the king of this earth. So Musa, perplexed, confused, like you and I. قَالَ يَا رَبْ فَمَا بَالُ أَعْلَاهَا. Oh Allah, what about the higher people? What about the ones who are in Al-Firdaws Al-A'la, Fi Illiyin? What about them? Allah stopped him by saying, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَرَدْتَ. Musa, these are the ones I have chosen. The cream of the crop. These are mine. غَرَفْتُ كَرَامَتَهُمْ بِيَدَيْ وَخَتَمْتُ عَلَيْهَا. I have created its honor and built it with my own hand and have sealed it. فَلَمْ تَرَى عَيْنٍ. No eye has seen. وَلَمْ تَسْمَعْ أُذُنٍ. And no ear has heard. وَلَمْ يَخْطُرْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. And no human being's heart can even imagine. أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ. This is your purpose. This is what you and I are sent on this earth for. To live our 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 1,000 years? Are you going to live 1,000 years? Nuh lived 950. If medical science by chance allowed you to live to 1,000 years, are you going to escape? Where are you going to go? You're going to return to Allah. When you go, what are you going to wait? What are you going to expect? Are you going to expect what I just described to you? Or are you going to expect what Allah tells us about in Al-Quran? In describing the fire. I give you 3 examples in our worldly life. Food, drink, and clothing. Allah says about the people of the fire. About their food. إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُومِ طَعَامُ الْأَثِيمِ كَالْمُهْرِ يَغْلِي فِي الْبُطُونِ. Surely the tree, az-zaqoom, shall be the food of the people of disbelief and deviance. When they eat it, it shall boil inside them. كَغَلْي الْحَمِيمِ. Like the boiling of petrified oil. Allah describes the drink. Because many people, when they eat too quickly and forget to chew and they begin to choke. So they want to relieve the pressure by drinking. So what does Allah say about the drink? What does Allah promise the disbelievers and the sinners? We've been promised Jannah. What have they been promised? What is the one who disobeys Allah has been promised? What is their drink? صُبُّ فَوْقَ رَأْسِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْحَمِيمِ. Pour over his head from the punishment of al-hamim, boiling oil. يَتَجَرَّعُ. In Surah Ibrahim, Allah says that when they drink, يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُ. He will be trying to sip at this burning oil because he doesn't want to swallow it. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُ. But he can't escape it and he must drink it. وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Death shall come at him from every way and angle. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ. But that is too easy, for he shall not taste death. Too easy. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. And still waiting for him is severe punishment. So this punishment is not severe. About the clothes. هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ. In Surah Al-Hajj, اِخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ. The two groups. Muslim, kafir. It's always two. It finally breaks down to La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah in the red corner. Ash-shirk wa ahli in the blue corner. And they disagree with one another. Kalladhina kafaru, those who disagreed and disbelieved, قُطِعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِنْ نَارٍ. They shall have clothes made and tailored. Listen to the word. قُطِعَتْ. Meaning cut for them out of the fire are clothing. They won't be naked. They will wear clothing tailored from the fire. Not to protect them from the sun or from the snow, but to increase them in punishment. Look at the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ says in Bukhari, the lowest punishment in the fire shall be a man who will wear slippers. What will these slippers do? His brain shall boil from them. The uncle of the Prophet shall wear these slippers, and his brain shall boil. And this is the lowest. No fire is touching his body, only his feet. And this is his punishment. Which do you choose? This worldly life and its few fleeting moments of happiness and ecstasy, or an eternity being near Allah, being allowed to look at Allah, the creator of all that exists? This is the greatest reward in the Jannah. This hadith is narrated by more than 22 sahabis. In all of the different forms of hadith books, Musnad, Sahih, Sunan, any of the different types of books of hadith, this hadith is in it. I give you the narration of Suhaib al-Rumi as it's found in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is the greatest reward? He says, بعد أن دخل أهل الجنة الجنة وأهل النار النار. After the people of Jannah enter the Jannah, the people of fire enter the fire, Allah shall come to the people of the Jannah. فيقول هل رضيتم? Are you content? Allah shall ask you in the Jannah, are you pleased? هل أزيدكم من شيء? Is there something that you wish for me to increase you in? What are you missing in the Jannah? And after what we have just heard in the description of Musa, what can we be wishing for? So we shall turn to Allah and we shall say, Ya Allah, أَلَمْ تُبَيِّضُ وُجُوهَنَا? Have you not brightened our faces? وَأَدْخَلْتَنَا الْجَنَّةِ? And allowed us to enter, not to live, to just enter into the Jannah. وَأَبْعَدْتَنَا عَنِ النَّارِ? And have saved us from the fire. Isn't this enough, O Allah? فقال النبي سيكشف الله الحجاب. At that moment Allah shall raise his veil, the veil of light and fire. He shall raise it. فما أعطوا, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, فما أعطوا شيئا أحب إليهم من النظر إلى ربهم. They were not given and will never be given anything greater than the ability to look at their Lord. Al-Jannah, this is your life, what you are here for. Don't worry about other things. Concern yourself with Allah. Concern yourself with His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Jannah, our place that we are struggling for. And when we realize that our goal is the Jannah, we will begin to raise ignorance off us. Because if you want the Jannah, you have to learn your religion. I tell you, if you want the Jannah, you have to learn what? Al-Islam. How to pray, why to pray, when to pray, for what reason to pray. Who are you praying to? Know Allah, al-ma'rifa billah. Know Allah, know about Allah. Who is Allah? Learn al-Islam. These are the words I leave myself and you with. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of Jannah and to gather us in the circles of the scholars and the prophets in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If there are any, I don't like to ask if you have questions, because I don't like to answer. So if there is a question that is relevant to our topic, and if we have the ability to give you what Allah or His Prophet or the scholars have said, we will try to do so. Otherwise, we will say, لا أدري, الله أعلم. تفضل. Yes.
Elaborate for a little bit.
Yes. The question is about the importance of Arabic language in understanding the religion. I tell you, and anyone who knows anything about Islam must admit and say that the key to Islam is the Arabic language. The key to learning. There is no ilm, as all of the shayukh have said, لا علم إلا بالعربية. There is no knowledge unless it's in Arabic. How are you going to learn the Quran in English? Can anyone memorize the Quran in English? I ask you. Tell me, does it have the same feeling when you hear the Shaykh Hafizahullah reciting to you? Does it have the same feeling as when a person stands up and reads it in English? Even if you don't understand the language, does it? No. Any honest person who has belief in Allah shall say no. The key to Sharia, hiya al-lugha. And from the levels of ijtihad, for a person to be certified as a mujtahid, a person who has reached the level to be able to make his own reasons of verification of different Islamic principles, the third characteristic he must have, that he must be mutabahhir. He must have vastness in the Arabic language. To understand the hadith, to understand the sunnah, to understand the Quran, to understand this religion, you must learn Arabic. This does not mean that you do not strengthen your belief in Allah by reading in English. No, read the Quran in English. Learn it, memorize some of it in English, so that you will be able to teach others, those whom you meet who do not know what you know. Read the hadith in English. But never think for an instant that you will ever have knowledge of this religion the way you should without the Arabic language. You are struggling in the path of Allah, but this is something the Prophet ﷺ has blessed you with, as he says in the Quran, in the hadith that is narrated by Imam Al-Bukhari wa Muslim, Al-Mahiru bil-Qur'an, the one who is fluent in reciting the Quran, مَعَ السَّفَرَةِ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرَةِ, he is at the high levels with the angels who are obedient. But he doesn't leave you and I. He says, وَالَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَيُتَعْتِعُ فِيهُ وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِ شَاقٌ, but the one who reads the Quran and has difficulty in it and hardship in it, لَهُ أَجْرَانٌ, will be given two times the reward. Two times the reward for you struggling with it in what language? Arabic. Every time you sit, try to read the Quran, you are given twice the reward of this man who is fluent in its recitation. Why? Because you are putting your effort to learn the religion of Allah. You haven't been blessed with the fluidness. So therefore Allah gives you the reward for striving and the reward for reading. Reward for the jihad and the reward for the qira'ah. So let it be known that the lugha, al-arabiyyah, is important. But don't limit yourself into thinking that unless you go to Egypt or Syria or Yemen, that you must go, and unless you learn the language there, that you are not full and complete in your faith in Allah. A person may have no ability in reading or writing a single letter, but when he is in the grave, he will be saying, La ilaha illallah. While a person who is a poet and a lyrical genius in the Arabic language, his tongue may say, La, la. I don't know. He can't say, La ilaha illallah. Because at that time, it's your action that will speak. It's what? Your amal. Your deed shall say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. So focus on your worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, increasing your faith and rejuvenating it. Wallahu a'lam.
Some people have the understanding that out of the language of the grave, I think I've heard people say, or that Arabic is the language of them, and I've heard other people, being students of knowledge, mention that this is not true.
La adri. We will not be khinfishariyin. We will not be like the khinfishar people.
In this community and in other communities, sometimes we have people who come to the masjid and you've spoken about ikhtilaf and the two kinds of ikhtilaf, al-usul and al-furu'. And some people, unfortunately due to lack of knowledge, they chase these people out because of ikhtilaf al-furu'. Would like to say something about the danger of this type of behavior.
First thing, in regards to the masjid that has an imam who is ratib, an imam who is known that he is the imam, everything goes through him. Okay? Make it real simple. So don't worry about who is standing where or what. Once you have told the imam who is set as the person to deal with all matters, if you trust him in the salah, you're not going to trust him in something that is littler than this. Think of it. You have to be reasonable. If you're trusting this person to stand in front of Allah as your imam, as your example, you won't trust him in such a simple matter. Everything must... I'm not speaking about here. I'm speaking about anywhere you go. You have a problem, go to the imam. Once you have done that, you are clear with Allah. I give you a quick example. Just say you want to give Zakatul Fitr, and you have to give it before Salatul Eid. You don't know a poor family to give it to. Who do you come give the Zakat to? Answer. Let me hear it. Imam. Why? Although you know if you don't give this Zakat, your whole month of Ramadan is held. But who do you trust? Answer. Imam. Hala. The case is closed. So don't worry about who it is. Come to the imam. If you are in such and such a masjid, you know that there is an imam and there is an administration, go to him. And then it is between him and Allah. And Allah does not forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not create us to do whatever we wished or chose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we gave you the example, will let a person who is oppressive and fajr, deviant, work for his religion and then take him out of the picture. This is the religion of Allah and no one can play with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows people to go and go and go and go until they are cut. So do not forget this, do not have this fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is a problem, come to the imam. Wallahu a'lam. Yes.
If you ever go to the hellfire, will you ever get to go to heaven again?
If a person enters the fire, can he enter the Jannah? Yes. If a person is Muslim and enters the fire, he shall enter the Jannah eventually. Through the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know, the Rasul, the hadith, which is taweel, long hadith in Bukhari, we will come to every prophet and ask him to make intercession on our behalf. But they shall all say, go to the one after me, until we reach the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we will say, Ya Rasulullah, make shafa'ah for us. فَيَقُولُ أَنَا لَهَا. I am for this. This is my purpose. And he shall come. فَأَجُّدْ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ فَأَحْمَدُهُ بِمَحَامِدِ. I shall prostrate in front of Allah and praise him in a way that only he has taught me. In a way that has never been done before. فَيَقُولُ يَا مُحَمَّدِ ارفع رأسك. Raise your head, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَسَلْ تُعْطَى. Ask me and you are granted. فَالرَّسُولُ صلى الله عليه وسلم shall say, أُمَّتِي, my ummah. So Allah shall tell him, go to the fire and take such and such a group out. So the Prophet will go. and then he shall return to Allah after the time that Allah wishes, and shall prostrate again and do the same action. And then Allah says, اِرْفَعْ رَأْسَكْ فَلْتُعْفَى. Raise your head, ask, and you shall be granted. The Prophet ﷺ shall return, take people out again. Until the third time he shall do the same. Then he shall come for the fourth, and Allah shall tell him, there is no one left in the fire except whom the fire was created for. So don't ask. Don't ask. A Muslim woman may enter the fire for not wearing hijab. A Muslim man may enter for his eyes looking. Many men, wal'ayadu billah, their eyes are like radar, scanning right to left. Ta'ajab. Many women will only walk a certain way in front of the men. Why? They will speak and laugh in a certain manner to entice, as if it is not difficult enough in the real world. People will enter into the fire for different reasons. From them, from the first people to enter the fire, a mujahid. I'm not saying a person who's looking at haram or committing zina, no. A mujahid, the Prophet ﷺ says in Sahih Muslim, narrated from the statement of Abu Hurairah, from those who will enter the fire, from the first group, is a mujahid, whom Allah gave strength and honor. And Allah shall tell him, what did you do with such and such strength and courage? So he says, I jahidtu fi sabilik hatta istushhid. I kept on fighting for you in your cause until I was given martyrdom. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ كَذَبْتُ. You're a liar. Allah shall lie. Say you are lying. إِنَّكَ قَاتَلْتَ. You only used to fight so that people will say you are courageous, shuja', honorable. Then فَيُؤْمَرْ بِهِ. Allah shall order that he be taken and dragged on his nose to the fire. Then the scholar shall come, al-khintishar. He shall be brought. And Allah فَيُرِيَهُ نِعَمَهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah shall show him his mercy upon him. فَمَا عَمِلْتَ بِهَا. What have you done with your knowledge? فَيَقُولُ تَعَلَّمْتُ وَعَلِّمْتُ. I learned and I taught. وَقَرَأْتُ الْقُرْآنَ فِيكَ. And I memorized and recited the Qur'an for you, O Allah. فَيَقُولُ كَذَبْتُ. You're a liar. You read, قَرَأْتَ لِيُقَالَ قَارِئًا. You read so that people will say, MashaAllah, he's a qari'. MashaAllah, he's a alim. This is the imam. Look at him. He follows the sunnah. This is why you did such and such. فَيُؤْمَرْ. It will be ordered that he be dragged on his nose to the fire. The third, a rich man, whom Allah gave immense wealth that he used to spend in Allah's cause. Why did you spend for you, O Allah? Liar. كَذَبْ. You only spend so that people will say, he is virtuous and easy with his money in the path of Allah. This was your intention. Throw him in the fire. So people will enter into the fire for many reasons. But never, ever allow yourself to think that a person who said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, it doesn't matter if his deviance fills this whole east to west, the whole horizon. If he believes this and says it, he is under Allah's will. إِن شَاءَ عَذَّبَ. If Allah wills to punish him, he will. وَإِن شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُ. But if Allah wills, he may forgive all of his sins without him even entering the fire and take him to the Jannah. A quick example in both Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet gives us the example of the man who committed every evil deed and then told his children, إِذَا مِتْ. When I die, harriquni, burn me, and spread all my ashes everywhere. فَإِنْ قَدَرَ عَلَيَّ اللَّهِ. Because if Allah has the ability to gather me, meaning he is disbelieving in Ba'ath. He's disbelieving that Allah will bring him. He says, if Allah will gather me, he will punish me. So Allah obviously shall gather him, and shall tell him, what made you do this? So he shall say, because I fear. فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُ. Allah shall forgive him. After committing all the sins, disbelieving in the day of judgment, and that Allah shall gather him because he feared at that moment Allah, Allah shall forgive him. Never allow yourself to speak of a Muslim who says La ilaha illallah openly and does not oppose it with his word. I don't mean his action. With his word. Only his word. Don't allow yourself to ever take him out of Islam. He is Muslim until he says he is otherwise. For the Prophet never opened the chest of a person to see the state of his belief. Wallahu a'lam.
Is it true that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test his believers according to the tolerance level?
In what regard?
Tolerance. What the believers would stand.
Yes. The question is, will Allah take into account the tolerance that a person could bear? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just. He knows. You don't even know about yourself, but he knows. In my country, in Egypt, they say, يَعْطِ الْعَطَى عَلَى أَدِّ الْغَفَى. He gives you enough that your cover can handle. Like he won't fill your basket more than it can handle. He won't let it overflow, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows what you can contain and what you can hold. And what Allah knows, no one else knows. The fullest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what would happen if something happened, although it will never happen. Did you hear that? Allah knows what will happen, even if He does not allow it to happen. I give you the example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Al-Khidr, the companion of Musa, to kill a young child. You and I murder. This is what we would say. To kill this young child. And when Musa perplexed told him, what made you do this? He said, it is something that Allah has told me, that this child, when he grew up, he would be an evil person who would cause his two parents to disbelieve. But Allah loved them, so he ordered me to kill him. Allah says about the disbelievers, وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. The disbelievers shall say, O Allah, return us to this worldly life again and we will do good. That man standing on the corner, he'll come to Allah and he'll say, Oh Allah, I wasn't Muslim in the first life, allow me to go back again, I'll be a good Muslim. Allah tells him, as he tells us in the Quran, if we returned you, you would do the same evil. The ulama tell us that if he was to return, that on this earth he would do at the exact same minute, an hour and second, the thing that he did now, he would commit it in his next life, if Allah returned him. Allah knows. Don't worry about yourself with Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمْ. The Prophet tells you Allah does not oppress. This is enough. وَاللَّهُ عَلَى.
And the saying of Ibn Abbas, when he said those are the Ahl al-Sunnah, what does the understanding of Ibn Abbas and the Sahaba of the word, the people of Sunnah, mean?
Ahl al-Sunnah are the ones who take the Sunnah when it's narrated authentically to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any order, any prohibition, any action, any concurrence that he gave is Sunnah. What the scholars say is Sunnah, is Sunnah. This is enough for us to know that this is what Ahl al-Sunnah are. Their madhab is قال الله قال رسوله. I give you an example. Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim, they came and they said, O Shaykh al-Islam, what if they ask us such and such a question? He said, إِن سَأَلُوكَ. If the people come and ask you, عَن مَذْهَبِكَ أو عَن مَنْهَجِكَ, what manhaj are you? They told Ibn al-Qayyim. So he said, فَقُلْ الْقُرْآنُ وَالسُّنَّةِ. Tell them it's the book of Allah and the Sunnah. إِن سَأَلُوكَ عَن بَيْدِكَ. They ask you, where do you hang out? فَقُلْ أَلَا إِنَّ بُيُوتَ اللَّهِ الْمَسَاجِدِ. Surely the houses of Allah upon the earth are the mosques. They said, Ya Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn al-Qayyim, وَإِن سَأَلُوكَ عَنْ شَيْخِ. Who is your Shaykh? فَقُلْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. His orders, his prohibition. It is enough for us as an example صلى الله عليه وسلم والله أعلم. What is the Islamic perspective? This is Qadr. It's about divine decree. The first question, the Arabic, if you are going to be a person who does not know the basics of his religion, it's important for you to learn it in any language. You have to learn how to pray in whatever language. Chinese, learn it. This is how you pray. But if you're going to learn how to read the Fatiha, you got to learn it in Arabic, because your salah, you have to read it in Arabic. So this is the extent that every Muslim must have in the Arabic language, meaning that his daily, yearly ability to perform his ibadah must be fulfilled with the required knowledge of Arabic. If you're going to learn more about Islam, to learn to enter into fiqh, sharia, usul al-deen, you must have Arabic. In regards to your second question about young children, if they're murdered and as such, all of this is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine wisdom. I narrate to you a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is in Sahih al-Jami' by Imam al-Suyuti and Sheikh al-Albani, authenticated it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Yahya, the son of Zakariya, was created inside his mother, كان مؤمنا. He was already a believer. وَحِينَ خُلِقَ. Listen. And when the child that we described to you that Al-Khidr murdered, killed, was in his mother's stomach, كَانَ كَافِرًا. He was a disbeliever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what a person will commit before they even are given the chance to commit it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge that we do not comprehend or understand. And we must believe and concur inside us as believers that the people of the Jannah are already known to Allah. Name by name, number by number. And the people of the fire have been created and already known by Allah that they shall do the deeds of the fire. For if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not wish for a person to enter the fire or to disobey Allah, as the Prophet ﷺ said, لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يُعْطَى مَا خَلَقَ إِبْلِيسِ. If Allah did not wish to be disobeyed, He would not have even created the devil. صح? Right? Cut the root. Don't worry about all the rest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created Adam and Eve, before their creation, what did He tell the angels? He said, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَ. He said, I'm going to create a human being who shall be placed on the earth. Although we know when Allah created Adam, where did He place him? The Jannah. Right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom is above ours. His knowledge is above ours. No one can comprehend what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes and wants. Listen to the order of Allah. إِذَا أَرَادَ جَزَاكَ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Listen to the power of Allah and the power of His creation. When Allah wishes for something to be, it is. Meaning that just by Allah wishing, it has already become. before he gives the order, be. Listen to the word. إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَكُونَ أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ. He tells it. So just by Allah wishing, it has already become. كُن. Then he says be. And then it is created. Just by Allah intending, the creation is began. So as for us, when someone is confronted with such a statement, it comes down to belief in Allah. You will not be able to rationalize it to a disbeliever. For the disbelievers are taught, as in you will go to university and you take a logic class, and they will tell you this is logic. God is merciful. On the earth, there is no mercy. Right? This is their type of logic. Therefore, God could not have created the earth. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Look at how their disbelieving mind brings them. Because if God is merciful, therefore He would not create something that has no mercy. This is limiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what He wishes. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. Allah says in Surah Al-Anbiya, never is Allah questioned about what He deems, but they will be questioned about their deeds. So I think this is enough of an answer. Wallahu a'lam. So we will... Okay. Go ahead.
Will you tell me what would be the best, from an Islamic perspective, the best way to overcome the evils of misinformed or misconceptions about the different cultures conforming the masjid without breaking rank within that masjid, as far from the Islamic dress or the types of language that goes on when you got different cultures coming together to make a lot, to give dawah amongst each other?
This is an important question that we must understand. Our loyalty is with the Muslim. No matter what he looks like, no matter what he smells like, no matter what he eats, no matter what he drinks. If he's Muslim, he's your brother. If he's kafir, he's an other. It's only Muslim and other. This is you as a Muslim, this is your wala and bara. Your first question, Muslim? Halas. The Prophet tells us, unsur akhaq. Give victory to your brother, whether he is oppressing or the oppressed. The Sahaba said, we know how to help one who is oppressed. But how do we help one who is oppressing? He said, prohibit him from oppressing. Nothing is left by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal al-Habashi, black. Suhaib al-Rumi, Suhaib al-Roman. Hamza al-Qurashi, Hamza from Quraysh, the Arabs. Black, white, doesn't matter. Do you know that there are 15 million Muslims in China? In China, 15 million Muslims. Sheikh Adnan al-Ar'ur, he said that when he went to give da'wah, he is a sheikh, mashallah alayhi, he will enter into a country and he will walk through the streets dressed as a Muslim so that someone will say, as I am Muslim, and take him to the masjid to give da'wah. He went to China. He was shocked to find out that in China there are more Muslims than in Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, Lebanon, Palestine combined. 15 million Muslims. How many of us knew Kosovo? How many of us knew about Kosovo? Muslims. Bosnia. How many of us? Siberia. Siberia, do you know where the name Siberia comes from? As-sabr. Patience, because in that land you have to have patience. It's cold. It's not funny. This is where the name Siberia came from. Do you know that the greatest imams of hadith, Bukhari, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Nisa'i, were all from Russia? Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi, who recaptured Jerusalem, his whole army was from Bosnia and the European countries. Did you know this? This is our history. What we must read about, investigate, learn to increase our faith and awareness that in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation there are all the colors and all the textures and all the smells that will not ever bar us from worshipping one, from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together as brothers. It doesn't matter where you're from or who you are or what color you are. A Muslim is a Muslim is a Muslim is a Muslim. And this is where it ends. Wallahu a'lam. So I guess we will conclude here insha'Allah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.